Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, I didn't watch a second of the Browns game yesterday. And as it turned out, that was a good thing. I've been watching the games later in the afternoon off of DVR with my mom and my brother, just because we have so many things going on.
Now, when you watch them later, like, do you already know? You already know who won.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No, I just stay off my phone and I don't see scores.
Okay.
And so I watch it on tape delay later. But yesterday, friends of mine know that I do that. And so a friend of mine texted me and he said, have you watched the Browns game yet? And I said, no. And he said, don't bother.
Oh, that's a good friend.
I absolutely think that's a good sign of friendship.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good friend. Saving you some time, saving you some energy, some disappointment.
Yeah. So I didn't have to watch any of that.
How bad was
yesterday.
It?
I don't know, 30 to 13, something like that.
All right. At least we were in the double digits.
Yeah. Cavs are back. The Cavs won.
Yeah.
Last
there we
night.
Go. That's something we care about. The Cavs.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I've been in cat heaven with the new kitten, Dexter. He's doing great. We had two jailbreaks yesterday. He got out of the bedroom where he is currently sequestered away from the other cats.
What happens when that happens? Is it bad because then the other cats know that another cat is on the loose in the house and it's a strange cat?
It's not really that bad because everybody's just scared, including him. Like, he got out and then he didn't know what to do. He just, like, stood there and was like, now what? Like,
yeah.
So he's pretty easy to catch, but it's more so just, like, chaotic with me being like, gosh darn it.
Yeah.
And the expletives flying around, and probably whatever I'm holding is now on the ground too. And yeah.
But you stayed inside all weekend?
Yeah, for the most part.
Cat?
We knew that we were going to. Every time that we get a new cat and we have them sequestered into one room, we kind of just fall into kitty heaven. So we were just kind of like snuggle up with him all weekend.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend though. Great weekend to be outside.
Oh, yeah, it looked gorgeous out there.
Perfect fall weekend. Thanks for coming back on a Monday morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Lady Gaga, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you from America's clam bake capital of the world, according to Food & Wine magazine.
That's still blowing my mind. I've never been to a clam bake around here. I've never even seen a clam bake happening, but apparently they're really big.
I tried to go to one this past weekend.
Uh-oh, wait, you tried?
My wife, Paula, is really into them. And I've been telling her, and I talked a little bit about this last week, I said, I understand you don't want to pay a lot of money. Because she's been looking around, she's like, it's $60. And I'm like, yeah, that's a lot of money, but look at all the food you're getting.
Is that per person or per clam
person.
Bake?
Per person.
Okay.
And so she's like, let's find one a little bit cheaper. And she found one, and we went out to this place with some friends over the weekend. I'm purposely not going to say the name of the place because that's not cool. Like, I'm not gonna trash the place.
Oh, okay. Wait. So it wasn't like a you tried and didn't make it out there. You went.
Well, she even had reservations.
Okay.
And so we sat down, and the server knew we were there for the clam bake, and then took our orders. And there were four of us. Only three of us wanted clam bakes.
Okay.
And she comes back to the table like 15 minutes later, and she said, "We only have two clam bakes left."
No.
So between the three of us, who is going to be the one to have to order something else off the menu?
Do you have to battle it out?
No, that was me. I was just like, I'll just order something else. Like, I was having such a good time, and I was just enjoying the conversation with friends. I didn't, you know, okay, fine. There's no, let the ladies have the clam bakes.
Okay, so they got their clam bakes?
They did, but then after dinner, we asked them,
how was it?
How was the clam bake? And Paula's like, ugh. She's like, it wasn't good.
Oh.
The clams were rubbery.
Oh, no. Well, they were the last two.
And I made the point. I said, you get what you pay for. I said, you're looking for some kind of a deal on a clam bake. Like, I paid $40 instead of $60, and yet you're not satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it do be like that. Sometimes you just got to fork over the extra $20 and call it a day.
If you want quality. So, I don't know. That might be it. It might just be a disappointing clam bake season for us. Because I don't know if we're going to go out to eat again this weekend.
Well, there's always next year, as us here in Cleveland like to say.
That's the thing with clam bakes, is that they're so expensive. It's not like you're doing four of them in October.
You're not doing more than one. That was kind of, you're done now. You had your experience for the year.
Right.
Maybe next year will be better.
All right. Good vibes here as we kick off Halloween week. What is on your mind? What are you looking forward to? What just happened to you this past weekend? Maybe you want to talk about that. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are coming up this morning. Jenna in Broadview Heights. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
This weekend, I saw my two best friends get married, and I'm riding the high.
They're both your best friends, the bride and the groom, both?
Yes, both of them. I've known them my whole life, and we were always like, they just have such a good relationship. They've had like kind of ups and downs. They've gotten back together and broken up before, and finally, they got married this weekend.
Did you have an official role in the wedding?
I did stand up with them, and I did read a poem, yes.
Aww.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the wedding. Like, what were your favorite parts?
My favorite parts, the cake was really good. I'm really thinking the cake. They had three different cakes, actually, so I was very excited.
Oh, wow.
They had a chocolate cake, and then they had pumpkin cake because it's fall. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but they did have a Malort cream tart, and it was honestly very good.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised, but
Bill, have you ever had Malort?
I am not familiar. Ooh. I don't even think I've ever heard the word.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb here and say, were these friends? Do they have any relation to Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah.
They both went to Northwestern.
There it is. Mm. Yep, that would be why. It's a big Chicago thing. Malort shots.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna, who went to the wedding with you? Did you have a plus one?
I didn't. I was hoping maybe I would meet someone there, but no.
Aww.
No magic at the wedding.
No magic for me.
Hey, maybe next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Jenna, we appreciate you listening to us, and thank you for calling in with the good vibe this morning.
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you guys.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. A chilly start to the morning. It's going to be nice, though, later today. Sunshine near 60. I think my mother is on Snapchat.
What? What, Bill?
My mother's in her 80s, by the way.
Sally is doing what now?
She's on Snapchat. I'll explain next. So glad you came back and joined us on a Monday morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa with you. So this past weekend, well, I told you Saturday night, Paula and I went out to dinner with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys, my 14-year-old son, Will, and my 10-year-old son, Drew, they went up to Grandma's to hang out.
Okay, fun.
While we went out to eat. So apparently my son, who does have his own phone, I guess because he uses it all day long, I guess it died at some point.
Okay. Is this, now is this Will who's 14 or Drew who's 10?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did not, distinguish what son I was talking about. I was talking about my oldest son, Will.
Okay.
Who's 14. He's the one with the phone. The 10-year-old son does not have a phone.
Gotcha.
So I guess Will's phone at some point died. And then he was able to con his grandma into having her give him her phone to use because he's playing some game.
I know. I was going to say, I'm just imagining like the crusty little boys be like, can I have your phone play games?
Yeah.
Can I have your phone play games? Which Will is way too old to be doing that. But
so
same mentality.
He downloaded some game on her phone and he was playing that game and that's what happened. I don't know what it is. It's like something Crush or it's not Candy Crush. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Crush Royale.
Sure.
Something like that. So I go over to visit my mom yesterday. And as we're visiting, she asked me, she's like, I have been getting these notifications and these things that like calls or something. I'm not on Snapchat, so I don't know if I can accurately describe what happens on Snapchat. I've never been on it. I don't see it.
You get snaps.
Okay. So she's been getting snaps on her phone. She's like, I don't know what to do.
Is she opening them? Like, is she watching them? Like, what is she doing with them?
No, she's just hearing the noise, the pings.
Okay.
Whatever the sound, the Snapchat ping sounds like.
It's just like, what is that? What's going on? So Will logged into his Snapchat on her phone.
He did. He downloaded Snapchat on her phone.
Oh, my God.
And also checked his Snapchat.
And didn't log out.
No.
Okay, so your mother does not have her own Snapchat account.
Right.
You had me nervous for a second that Sally was out here using like the puppy filter and stuff. I was like, oh no.
No, I would like to know who is the oldest person on Snapchat. That might be fun to get into. But no, it's not my mom. I don't know why he would do that. Like can you just not check Snapchat for a night if you're,
dude, the way that the kids these days use Snapchat, I don't understand it. That's one of those things that I feel super old about. But like for years, they use Snapchat the way that we use texting.
Yeah, I know.
Like that's how they communicate. So I could see how he would be freaking out without it.
But my mom is so nice. She's like, is it okay to download it? I'm like, yes. Or excuse me. She says, is it okay to delete it? I'm like, yes, delete it.
Get rid of it, please.
And don't ever give him your phone ever again. If his phone dies, his phone dies.
He's on his own.
Yeah, he can sit and pretend like it's the olden days. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Daisies. It's Justin Bieber. You've got the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. Antoinette in Brunswick. Antoinette, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Make it make sense Monday. What has you bothered this morning?
So if you pay your Cleveland water bill and there's a dispute, and you need to show proof of payment, you have to fax your bank records in along with your bill. You have to fax them.
You have to fax?
You have to fax.
What?
And when you fax it on a Saturday, there's no one there. So then they lose that information and you have to refax it again.
Antoinette, I don't even know where to start with this. I don't even know how to send a fax.
Neither did my daughter.
I don't even know what kind of machine you use for that.
You use a fax machine for a fax.
Do people have those?
I don't think anybody still has a fax machine. Obviously, Cleveland Water Company still does.
Correct. But they don't really check it.
Yeah. Like maybe you send a fax and it goes back in time and someone working in 1994 receives
right?
it.
Yes. Absolutely.
It doesn't make sense unless they're trying to give you the runaround. Could that be it?
That's probable, but I would like my $65 back. So
right, but they don't want to give you your $65 back. So they're like, yeah, you know what? Send us a fax. And then
I bet correct. They're just hoping that surely nobody has a fax machine to make this happen.
And then they giggle. They're like, send us a fax. I told her to send us a fax.
Get out my carbon paper.
They don't even have a fax machine. You watch. They're just telling you to send it into the black void.
I don't know where you would still fax. Like maybe you could go to like one of those UPS stores or something like that where you can ship things. Maybe they have a fax machine there. That
I feel
you
like they
use.
Would just look at you like you're a time traveler from 1983. You walk in asking to fax something.
A bank. Yeah. The drugstore. But ridiculous for sure.
I'm going to find out. 216-474-0104. Do you still use a fax machine? For any reason at all.
When's the last time you sent a fax?
Personal life, work life, 216-474-0104. We're going to find out for you, Antoinette.
Perfect. Thanks for keeping us all laughing in the morning. I appreciate it.
You can thank Alyssa for the 7:30 banger this morning. She made the choice.
I've been jamming out the whole 3.5 minutes of that song, so I hope you liked it too.
The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa. Make it make sense Monday. Antoinette does not understand why, I think it's her daughter, needs a $65 refund on her water bill and has to fax in something. And she doesn't understand why we're still using that technology.
In 2025, like nobody has a fax machine anymore. And I certainly don't even know where to start with sending one.
I don't think that's true because look at this. Lauren in Painesville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lauren, do you use a fax machine at work?
We do. In the hospitals and in like outpatient facilities, if we need doctor's orders, they will fax it through to us.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of texts on the text machine. It's, I work in a doctor's office. I use a fax machine. Why is it that the fax machine is still the choice of communication?
I am not sure, but it's quick and efficient.
Is it?
It really is. It comes through in a matter of a few minutes. We usually get it to say, like, a patient will come in and they don't have their order. We use email, too, but they can fax one a copy over to us real quick.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be a fax. It could be an email.
Yeah.
If that's the preference.
But if it is an email, go ahead, Lauren.
A lot of times we don't, like, you have your personal, like, work email.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, we don't have, like, an email to our office. It's not like it. So we use fax instead.
So doctor's orders, if they came into Lauren's email, would be mixed in with all of our other emails from all the other department heads and everything
else.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, the fax machine in this case might be more efficient. Mary in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were saying that you use a fax machine every single day.
Correct, I do.
What is it that you do for a living?
Along the same lines as the other caller, I'm in the medical field, and we use the fax machine a lot to send confidential paperwork that can't go by email, orders for, say, medical supplies or...
So is a fax machine, is it, like, more secure than sending over, like, email or something?
That's the... just that it was explained to me that way, because emails can be sent and sent, you know, in a chain.
Okay.
Fax is more direct to, like, the person's office that you want to do business with, and that's the end of it.
So you can't, like, forward a fax?
Correct. Yeah, correct.
You're laughing, but I'm asking a genuine question. I've never sent one before.
I
have no clue. Like, what? I have no clue how to even send one. So, no, you can't forward it.
These kids, they just don't understand.
Fax machines are great. I don't know why they went out. I have my 15-year-old daughter with me. She's like, what's a fax machine look like?
Okay. Hi. So I'm going to completely date myself right here by telling you three things. There's going to be three things outdated in this entire sentence that I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
The last time that I used a fax machine was in 1995 when I was working at a radio station in Akron.
Uh-huh.
And we did a contest called Front Row Fax for Phil.
Wait, so people were faxing in the radio station?
You had to fax in your entry to win front row tickets for Phil Collins.
What?
Who doesn't tour anymore.
Talk about a throwback. Oh, my goodness.
Front row tickets at the Richfield Coliseum, which doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, man.
Three outdated things that no one will ever understand in the
future.
Might
be time for that under-eye cream at night, Bill.
T-Swift, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Are we done talking about faxes, or are you still reading some texts?
Texts.
Some texts.
Yes, I'm still reading the texts, and I am pretty sure I know who I'm going to call if I ever have to send a text. I don't know if you saw this one. A 26-year-old texted in and said that not only do they know how to use a fax machine, they have one, and they also have the time and the anger to take on anybody about a water bill dispute. So this is my friend. This is who I'm going to get in touch with if I ever got to send a fax.
Would you say they were a lawyer?
No, just a random person. Says they work at a law office and they use a fax machine very often.
Okay. So they're not a lawyer, but they work at a law firm.
They work at a law office. But 26, younger than me, and they know how to use a fax machine.
Well, it looks like you have to. I mean, so many texts coming in. Someone said the IRS still uses fax, so sometimes you have to fax the IRS.
Oh, God.
Someone else texted in that they work as, did they say, a mortgage broker? And so sometimes you have to use a fax machine.
I just don't understand, like, why don't they teach these things in school? If we're still using a fax machine in 2025, why is it that I never once learned how to use one? Ever. And to this day, I've never used Y equals MX plus B.
I can't explain that, but if you got hired at a place that used a fax machine, I'm sure someone would show you the ropes if you ever needed to use them.
I'm just saying. Paid a lot of money for a degree, and I never learned how to use a fax machine.
All right. Coming up this morning, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play for the first time this week. Do you have the prize in front of you, or should we wait on that?
Oh, yeah, I do. It's for Matt Matthews, comedian coming to town next year, March 28th at Northfield Park.
Okay, so we will get you on the phone to take on Alyssa in a five-question trivia challenge. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up in less than 10 minutes. A new week of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Stephanie in North Royalton is going to kick it off. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
You know the rules.
I do.
If you beat Alyssa in this game, if you answer more questions correctly, you will win. If she does the same to you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Stephanie, I have my five questions right here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. The name of the Disney character who's an elephant with ears to help him fly?
Dumbo.
Question two. In 2004, what pop singer was caught lip-syncing while performing on SNL?
Ashley Simpson.
Question three. What country receives credit for inventing tiramisu?
Oh, Italy.
Question four. Name the toy store that went out of business in 2018 and is opening up a pop-up store at Cracker Park this holiday season.
Toys R Us.
Final question. The actor Charlie Sheen has a famous father. That's Martin Sheen. But who is Charlie's brother? Gonna need an answer in three, two.
Alan! I know that's two and a half men, but Alan!
Alan?
The only brother I can think of.
All right, Stephanie, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Okay. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Oh, Stephanie, you're doing incredible there.
I felt it, man, and then that last one.
You were feeling it. You were answering questions without hesitation. And then we got to the fifth question. And, oh, it doesn't matter. You did so well. Alyssa, meet Stephanie in North Royalton.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
She just went 4 for 5.
Nice.
So Alyssa needs 4 of these questions correct to tie you. If she gets all 5, she outright wins. Here's question one. The name of the Disney character who's an elephant with ears to help him fly?
Dumbo.
Question two. In 2004, what pop singer was caught lip-syncing while performing on SNL?
Ashley Simpson. Iconic.
Question three. What country receives credit for inventing tiramisu?
France?
Sorry, it's Italy.
Ooh, okay.
Moving on to question four. Now Alyssa needs these next two questions correct just to tie Steph. Name the toy store that went out of business in 2018 and is opening up a pop-up store at Cracker Park this holiday season.
Toys R Us.
That is correct. And now the final question, which Alyssa needs to get the tie today. The actor Charlie Sheen has a famous father. That's Martin Sheen. But who is Charlie's brother?
Charlie Sheen. I don't know.
No guess at all?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Emilio Estevez. And if you would have watched The Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire like you said you were going to do, you probably would know that.
I probably would. That's on me.
You know what that means, Stephanie.
I'm so excited.
You get the pennant. You get the diploma. Yes. You get the prizes.
You get the win.
I'm so happy, finally. My name is Stephanie, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Rolling into the 8 a.m. now hour now. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. You know, if you ever have... Obviously, you can't be in your car forever, like all morning, unless you're door dashing or you drive Uber or something like that. And you got to get out of the car. You got to go to work. You got to go to school. You got to go wherever you got to go.
But you don't have to stop hanging out with us.
Yeah, you can just take our show with you and stream our show on the Odyssey app or the iHeartRadio app. And then someone told me we're also on the TuneIn app, which I'm not familiar with that app. But, hey, the more apps that we're on, the better.
Hey, yeah, whatever you got, we're probably there. So check us out.
Just find Q104 or the Q Morning Show. And thank you so much for listening. So it's Halloween week. Friday night, Alyssa is very much looking forward to Halloween night, especially because it's the first Halloween at her house. She moved into her house last year.
The weekend after Halloween last year.
So she did not get to experience Halloween.
So this is our first rodeo, quite literally.
And I'm just hoping that you are not horribly disappointed.
Why do you think I would be disappointed?
Because I was on my first Halloween.
You were?
Yes, I was. I'll tell you about that.
Oh, no.
216-474-0104 if you have any first-time Halloween tips for Alyssa for this Friday night.
Don't you dare tell me that I'm not going to have trick-or-treaters. I will cry.
It's Q104. Yeah, so my first Halloween after returning to Northeast Ohio, this would be Halloween 2021. We're in our new house. We moved into our house like in September.
Okay. So you were in there like in time for Halloween.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there were still boxes in the living room right around Halloween time. And I remember that Paula took the boys out trick-or-treating and I decided to stay home. There was a Cavs game on that night anyway. So that's,
it was a win-win situation. You get to hand out candy and watch the Cavs.
Pretty much. So I'm sitting there on the couch watching the game and I've got a big giant bowl of candy sitting next to me. Only two people came to the door the entire evening.
Stop it right now.
My light was on.
I won't be able to handle that. I will cry. I will be distraught. If we don't get trick-or-treaters, we were talking with our neighbor about this and asking like, hey, like, you know, what's the vibe? What's the foot traffic like? And he was like, it's a hit or a miss, really. Like, we heard from listeners a couple weeks ago talking about Parma Heights, how there was like 600 to 700 kids on some streets. But apparently my street is more of a, eh? We don't know. So
I think that's pretty much my street. I just live in a part of Rocky River that's not the most popular place to go on trick-or-treat night. And that's okay.
No, it's not okay. We want our house to be a hot spot.
It's out of your control.
I'm setting up a projector screen. I just told Bill, I was going to put on like Halloween Town or something. I might really pander to the kiddos and put on like K-pop Demon Hunters.
Okay.
And be like, hey kids, this is a fun house.
But what I'm saying is, it's not like you can advertise for this.
I know.
It's not a knock on you if nobody comes to your house. It's just the way that it is. You know, you're a great restaurant in a bad neighborhood.
When we drove past signs this past weekend for Trunk or Treat, Bryce was like, we should go and sabotage. Screw Trunk or Treat. Trick or Treat. No more Trunk or Treat. This isn't 2020.
You got to pass out flyers and say, come to my house.
I want kids at the door. My husband's going to be sitting there with full-size candy bars. Come on.
Right. But again, if they don't show up, it's not your fault.
I'll be so disappointed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, you've got the Q Morning Show. All right, so Alyssa, you're watching Good Morning America, and you see what?
I see the sweetest little three-year-old girl, I believe in Illinois. And she has a new friend, not a toy, not a doll, but a skeleton, a Halloween decoration skeleton that she has named Mr. Bones. And she has just started taking the skeleton everywhere with her.
Hopefully not the 12-foot one like you have in your yard.
Nope, nope, not that big. Just like a normal-sized Halloween decoration skeleton.
That'd be so inconvenient for mom and dad, you know, just trying to...
I don't think she'd be able to take it anywhere with her. That thing would be way bigger than her, as it is.
If they had a flatbed truck, then...
The skeleton that she's bringing around with her is honestly about the same size as her, like truly, but I'm sure it doesn't weigh that much. She can at least carry it. But this has been going on for about a month, and it's all over TikTok. I guess she's even been like sleeping with it in bed. She takes it to the grocery store, took it to the doctor's office, and her mom said she thinks she just likes taking care of it. Maybe like a little baby doll, but it's a skeleton. The pictures are hilarious. She's dressing it up in dresses. Mr. Bones is having the time of his life. But it got me thinking, like, what is the weird thing that our listeners, what is the weird thing that your kid dragged around with them or maybe is dragging around with them currently? Maybe you're in this weird phase with them right now.
But it has to be unusual. Like, for instance, my mom always... talks about how when I was a kid, I took my marching Mickey Mouse around with me wherever I went. That's not unusual.
That's a toy, yeah.
Kids get attached to their stuffed animals. So there's got to be something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, for me, it was like a Binky, like a pacifier. That's not unusual
That's
either.
That's not unusual.
Not even a little bit.
216-474-0104. The unusual thing that your kid carries around or carried around with them all over the place. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about the item, the thing that your kid carries around with them everywhere. They're so attached to it. Alyssa saw this little girl in Illinois somewhere that was carrying around a skeleton with him.
Probably still is, considering it is spooky season. His name is Mr. Bones, and he's going to the grocery store, going to doctor's offices. Everywhere that she goes, Mr. Bones goes.
Why would she give it up after Halloween's over? You know she's going to carry it with her in November and December, too.
As she should.
Let's see. We have Mariah. Mariah, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so do you have a kid that drags something around with him all over the place?
Absolutely. So this is probably a few years ago now, but I mean, even all my friends and coworkers remember this phase. My daughter brought a whisk around with her everywhere. And I'm talking like, you know, a classic, I'm going to make some cake, you know, kitchen whisk.
Okay. For people that are stupid like me, when you say kitchen whisk, do you know the first thing that pops into my mind?
I bet it's not what it is, but sure, let's hear it.
It's like a mini it's like a mini broom. It's made of straw. That's not it, is it?
No.
The way you're looking at me right now.
I don't Do you have something like that in your kitchen? I don't even know what that would be.
All right, so what am I thinking? What's a whisk then?
It's like a metal, like you use it for eggs when you're like mixing together like flour.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so a whisk.
Okay, gotcha. All right. All right.
Yeah, a whisk. And it was about as big as her arm, but she was obsessed with it. And I started to worry about her when she started to sleep with it and became really protective over it.
Oh, she was sleeping in bed with it.
Yes.
Like, who needs a teddy bear? Just take the whisk to bed.
A nice cold metal whisk is what my daughter wanted to sleep with. Yes.
So snuggly.
It was the craziest thing. I mean, I almost was going to take her to the doctor for it.
What do you even say to the doctor? My daughter's obsessed with a whisk. Is this normal?
Was alarming. It just wouldn't stop. It would not stop. I mean, I couldn't pry it from her fingers some nights.
Is she still carrying it with her everywhere? Like, I just imagine her walking down the aisle with a whisk instead of a bouquet.
You know, I think that would be a really sweet thing down the line. So she is whiskless now at this point. But oh my God, it felt like it lasted an eternity.
Thank you, Mariah. We appreciate the call and the laugh this morning.
Absolutely. You all have a good one.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. You know how bad I am with entertainment news?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not your strong point.
I read this morning, and the thought that went through my head. Well, first of all, here's the news. Sophie Turner, who used to be married to a Jonas brother. Am I right?
Joe Jonas.
Okay. So they are no longer together.
Mm-mm.
By the way, we do have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up after 9 this morning.
Oh, yeah. Shameless plug.
Hang on for that. So Sophie Turner and Chris Martin apparently went on a secret date this past weekend in London. Chris Martin, the lead singer of
Coldplay.
Yes. So she just got out of a relationship. Not Joe Jonas, but some other guy that she was dating.
Yeah, and Chris Martin actually just got out of a relationship a few months ago.
This is the detail that made me laugh and made me realize how bad I am with celebrity news, with entertainment news. Because, yes, he recently ended his high-profile relationship. My guess would have been Gwyneth Paltrow. That's incorrect.
That's like 15 years ago.
I know.
Like, well, once upon a time, they do have a daughter together who is now 21 years old. But no, that is not his most recent.
Chris Martin recently ended his relationship with actress Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
I had no idea they were even together.
Are you serious? They were together for like 6 years.
8 years.
8 years. Oh, my God. And you didn't know?
And my guess was that Chris Martin's most recent relationship was Gwyneth Paltrow. They ended their relationship in 2014.
Yeah, wow. Welcome to the 21st century. I don't know. Like, welcome to 2025.
This is why I would not host the entertainment gossip segment on our show.
No, it would not be you. It would be me.
All right. The best. So, yeah, we do have Jonas Brothers tickets this morning. A Q keyword is on the way after 9. We will give that to you. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. Alyssa lost this morning at 7:55. Can we give her 2 losses in 1 day? Find out in less than 10 minutes. Chris in Strongsville is here. She's going to give it a shot. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. If you answer more questions right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. You ready to go, Chris?
I am ready.
Let's get into it. Question 1. What planet is also known as the Red Planet?
Mars.
Question 2. In 2001, Apple introduced this Walkman of the 21st century.
Oh my gosh. The iWatch?
Question three. What Greek dessert is traditionally served with phyllo dough, honey, and nuts?
I better get this right because it's my favorite, baklava.
Question four. Actress Mariska Hargitay revealed that she really wanted the role of Monica on Friends. 6 months later, she found fame with what TV franchise?
Everybody loves Raymond. That's not right, but.
Final question. The name of the Smurf who wears glasses.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Smurfs are my favorite. Papa Smurf.
All right, Chris, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Chris, thank you so much for listening to us and for playing the game this morning.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. We love that you listen, and I have you down. Can I give Chris an extra point for saying that she loves us?
I'm fine with that.
She only got 2 points, but I'd like to give her 3.
Aww. I think that counts as extra credit.
I can't do that. Do you know how many hate texts I would get? How many
you would get destroyed on the text machine.
Yeah. All right. So, Alyssa, you need 2 correct to tie Chris. Any more than that, you will win the game. Question number one. What planet is also known as the Red Planet?
Mars.
Question two. In 2001, Apple introduced this Walkman of the 21st century.
The iPod.
Oh, man.
Correct. Question three. What Greek dessert is traditionally served with phyllo dough, honey, and nuts?
Baklava. So good.
Question four. Actress Mariska Hargitay revealed that she really wanted the role of Monica on Friends.
Really?
6 months later, she found fame with what TV franchise?
Dun Dun, Law and Order, SVU.
Not a fan, Chris?
No, I am. Oh, man.
Yeah, that lady that you watch every time you watch the episode, that's Mariska Hargitay there.
Okay, thank you.
Final question. The name of the Smurf who wears glasses?
Is that Papa? Papa Smurf?
No, Papa has the beard, but no glasses. Mm. Brainy Smurf wears the glasses.
Mm, that makes sense.
All right.
Yeah.
Alyssa almost went 5 for 5, but she didn't need to go 5 for 5. She only needed 3, and she got 4. So Alyssa wins this round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I'll take it. Good game.
Congratulations, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. We do have some fantastic prizes for you. Hang on, please.
Okay. My name is Chris, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.